This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. For years, environmental activists have been worried about the high concentration of potentially hazardous infrastructure in the area in and around Quincy, Braintree, and Weymouth. These concerns took on a new urgency after multiple trailers full of toxic materials caught fire last month at a hazardous waste disposal center. State officials say the chemical fire posed no significant health risk. But WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports local residents have a lot of questions. They're also demanding public officials do more to keep them safe.
On the night of February 16th, Braintree Town Councilor Elizabeth Maglio was starting to get ready for bed when her phone rang. It was the mayor, Charles Kokoris.
Hey, mayor, what's up? That's when he told me. Two alarm fire, Clean Harbors.
Clean Harbors is the largest hazardous waste facility in New England. It handles toxic and dangerous materials from chemical companies, hospitals, and other commercial businesses. Maglio had long worried that local officials weren't paying enough attention to public safety. That's a large part of why she ran for town council. Now, the sort of emergency she had warned others about was happening.
I did exactly what you're not supposed to do, which was run out the front door because behind the house across the street, I could see the fire and the smoke.
Maglio stood in the street for several minutes. She watched a big plume of smoke rise into the sky, illuminated by the flashing blue and red lights of emergency responders. And she heard two small explosions.
I heard a pop, and then I heard another pop.
About a half mile away, firefighters from several towns were trying to contain the chemical fire. It had started in a row of trailers parked by a loading dock. Some waste product had spontaneously combusted. Maglio says the mayor called her back about a half hour later from the Clean Harbors property. Kokoris told her he wasn't sure what was burning, but he was going to put a note on Facebook telling people to keep their windows closed. Only relying on social media was a move he'd later regret. A lot of people in Braintree, let alone those living in nearby Quincy or Weymouth, didn't get the message. And they made that clear at a town meeting shortly after the fire.
You could have called and said, we're erring on the side of caution. Please keep your windows closed.
I didn't know what was happening until the next morning. I panicked.
We walked to school the next morning and stood outside at lineup for 15 minutes. Were the kids in danger?
That was Lorraine Liston, Leland Dingy, and Megan Feldpash. The Clean Harbors fire burned through barrels of waste products like paints, epoxies, oil filters, solvents. People were worried that they had breathed in harmful toxins. Many reported feeling a burning sensation in their throats or eyes the night of the fire. Others said the air smelled like melting plastic. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection maintains that the air quality during and after the Braintree fire did not pose a risk. A more recent analysis by an expert Clean Harbors hired concluded the same thing. But some residents are skeptical. Looming in the background is the recent train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that resulted in authorities burning off more than 100,000 gallons of toxic chemicals. Philip Landrigan directs the Global Public Health Program at Boston College, and he's an expert in how toxic chemicals affect human health.
There's no way I can believe that there was no air pollution generated in that fire. The facts speak for themselves that very, very high levels of particulates were recorded at several different air monitors in the neighborhood surrounding the site.
Even short-term air pollution can be risky for people with existing health conditions. And state data show that residents of Braintree, Weymouth, and Quincy who live near Clean Harbors have higher rates of cancer, pediatric asthma, and cardiovascular and respiratory diseases than statewide averages. What's more, Landrigan says that during a chemical fire, the presence of small particulate matter is often an indication that other toxins are in the air too.
When a chemical fire takes place, lots of different materials are thrown into the air.
In the wake of the fire, some residents have demanded an independent analysis of health risks. But while they wait to learn more about potential air, soil, and water contamination, they're also looking forward. Many have called the Clean Harbors fire a near miss and say it highlights the need for better safety plans.
Of course, it's going to happen again, and it could be even worse.
Alice Arena lives in Weymouth and is the president of an environmental group that opposes the Weymouth Natural Gas Compressor Station. She calls the Four River Basin, the area along the water where Quincy, Braintree, and Weymouth meet, a, quote, circle of danger. In addition to Clean Harbors and the compressor, there are two power plants, two fuel tank farms, a chemical manufacturing facility, and a plant that makes fertilizer.
You've put all of these toxic, explosive facilities in one location that is surrounded by residential areas.
For years, ARENA and other activists have called for more permanent air monitors and a regional safety and evacuation plan. Every city or town in Massachusetts is required to have an emergency response plan, but there's no plan for how officials from Braintree, Weymouth, or Quincy would work together to streamline communications or evacuate people. This is a densely populated area with only a few main roads in or out, ARENA says. What happens if the Four River Bridge, which has a nasty habit of getting stuck open, isn't passable?
The people who live in this area deserve better.
At Braintree's most recent town meeting last week, it wasn't just activists speaking up. The mayor, the fire chief, the whole council. Everyone now says they want air monitors and a regional plan. Elizabeth Maglio, the activist who got elected to town council, says she feels vindicated. This chemical fire could be a defining moment for the region, she says, because it presents an opportunity for local and state officials to do a better job protecting residents. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.